Russia has carried out a massive and deadly bombardment of Ukrainian cities a day before a major NATO summit begins in Washington, D.C. Ukrainian officials say at least 36 people have been killed and dozens more wounded in the daytime attacks. In the capital, Kyiv, the main children's hospital has been hit with what Ukraine said was a cruise missile, something Russia denies. The death toll at the hospital is as yet not known, with many people believed to be trapped under the rubble. President Zelensky has promised to retaliate.
I would like to hear from our partners a greater resilience and a stronger response to the blow that Russia has once again delivered on our population, on our land, on our children. And here you should not wait for me. You should wait for our partners. We will respond to these people. We will respond to Russia in a powerful way on our part, for sure. The question for our partners is whether they can respond.
This woman was on the west bank of the Dnipro River when the missiles began falling.
My name is Katerina Malafeeva and I'm a journalist in Ukraine. This morning I decided to go to the gym around 10:30. When I just walked outside of the building, I heard the first explosion and immediately my knees shivered. But I decided to continue and go on. By the time I reached another building, I've already heard a few more shots in the air. I presume there was air defense working. I rushed towards the building because I saw some people standing over there and they looked into the sky and I saw a few traces from the missiles. It was the first time when in my life when actually I saw the explosions were right above my head, so close. I decided not to go to the gym because I understood that it's not gonna finish soon. And I checked that in my literally neighborhood, I saw the Kinzhal missile lane next to the school. Luckily, in particular there, nobody was hurt because today there were supposed to be exams, but luckily today the exams were canceled. I live on the left bank of Kyiv. It was supposed to be the safest area. You know, I was panicking for about 2 hours because it's normally not usual for me, but this time I couldn't really calm down. Then I was like smoking on the balcony and I live on the 15th floor. I was trying to calm down. And then at that moment I heard and then saw another explosion on my metro station on the subway, 15 minutes walk from my house. And this was really scary because I could see, it's just like, you know, when you stand on the 15th floor, you literally see on the horizon Kyiv on fire.
Now, earlier I spoke to New Zealander Mike Seawright, the founder and executive director of Relief Aid. He told me it's been a tough day in Kyiv.
We're used to waking up in the morning with the sounds of air raids, but what we're not used to hearing is the sounds of missiles screaming across the sky and then hitting what turns out to be a kid's hospital. I was at our office at the time and we saw, or heard, I should say, the missiles go past and then the shockwave from the explosion on the ground, as well as all the column of smoke and debris in the sky. It was only a bit later that we figured out there were a bunch of kids at the other end that had been seeking treatment and now were in the midst of what has been one of this year's largest bombing raids in Ukraine.
So have you experienced anything like this before in terms of a daylight raid like this?
We haven't seen this level of attack for a while. We certainly haven't seen daytime raids to this effect for quite a while. It's not new. I think one of the things I talk to my friends and our staff here in Ukraine is they are pains to remind me that this is normal. What's not normal is seeing kids on the street with wounds and bombs that were just simply seeking treatment. So it's not new, but nonetheless, it's at a whole new level of, as they would call it, depravity.
The air defences for Kyiv, is there concern amongst Ukrainians that they're not, I guess, able to fully stop Russian missiles?
Well, I think Kyiv in particular, not all cities around Ukraine have the protection that Kyiv has, but families here in Kyiv are well aware that it can't stop everything. This doesn't necessarily stop their daily lives. They go to work, they get on with things, but all you have to do is go below the surface and you can see that they're worried. The fact that these missiles have got through and got through in such a horrific way has really shocked both our team here in Ukraine, but also the wider community.
Are you worried about your own team and yourself's safety now, given this attack?
We're always worried about our team. They work across the country here in Ukraine, Corin, that we've got team members up in Kharkiv, up in the northeast of the country. This is particularly difficult. So yes, we're certainly worried that when they go out every day to help families near the front lines, and in this case in Kiev, just simply managing from behind the lines, that it's going to be dangerous and they're going to get hurt. So yes, we're worried, and we're worried about our friends as well. But that said, Ukrainians and Ukraine is pretty resilient. Our teams get up, dust themselves off, and get on with work. So it's, but you see the worst that humanity has to offer, and today certainly is one of those bad days. But you also see the very best as people get on with their jobs and start helping people, their community around them.
It's not going to stop you doing what you're doing in terms of your rebuild efforts.
It won't stop relief aid, and it certainly won't stop our staff wanting to help their community. So, no, we'll be getting on and doing our job, and we obviously hope the very best for the kids that are in this hospital today. And going forward, we hope that our staff remain safe, despite the risks that they take helping communities around Ukraine.
This comes, this particular attack, ahead of a big NATO summit. A lot of focus, President Zelensky will be there. There'll be a lot of focus on Ukraine. What do you want New Zealanders to think about in terms of anything else that could be done from a country like New Zealand, for, or for that matter, NATO, in terms of helping Ukraine?
I think the key message that Relief Aid would like to give to New Zealand in particular, and this would obviously extend into NATO, is the war is far from over here in Ukraine. We're still seeing attacks against civilian infrastructure. The electricity situation across Ukraine is absolutely in a dire state. We're seeing what many would say is absolutely unconscionable attacks against health infrastructure, let alone kids today. This must stop. The war is continuing, and what we need to do is get humanitarian support to those families who desperately need it. We can't forget that despite the fact the war's gone on for a couple of years, that there are still families suffering as a result of this war.
And that is Mike Seawright, the founder and executive director of Relief Aid.